And I'd also like to point out, if you just turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, there's another aspect of this sound, this outline of sound words. It has to do with the credibility of the one who is doing the instructions. So we had this the first night in the Gospel, and I think that these verses in Luke chapter 1, 1 through 4, are verses that you should outline in your Bible. And it says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most assuredly believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us who were from the beginning, were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus." Verse 4, "that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." And in Timothy that we're reading, Paul says in verse 13, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me." And then turn to chapter 3 and verse 14. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." You see, we don't need to just go out on YouTube and pull down someone saying some things from their minds and their thoughts and opinions, not even our own thoughts and opinions. But to know that this book, the Word of God, is the very mind of God that He breathed through men, and they wrote these precious truths that we call the Holy Scriptures. Luke was one who was with the Lord. He was an eyewitness of His majesty. Paul was one caught up to the third heaven. He says in 1 Corinthians 11, "that which I have received of the Lord," he says, "I give that to you." So young people, the things that we are instructing you in have been passed from Paul to Timothy and other faithful men, so that when we instruct you not from our minds and our thoughts and our philosophies, you have something that you can reverently hang your hat on to say, "I can go back to this book." Brother Chuck was saying what that good deposit was. Well, if you go to the first letter, Paul says to Timothy in chapter 4 that it was by prophecy that it was revealed to Paul that Timothy had been given a special gift. And the laying on of hands is not something that you might hear in the world today where we, you know, put hands on and there's some ordination. But it was the evidence of fellowship with the gift that was recognized in Timothy, and the right hand of fellowship extended to one who had been given a special gift and charge. So you see, young people, this outline of sound words is so important that we get a hold of in our souls, that this book cannot be so far from us that we pick it up on Lord's Day morning, we kind of dust it off, and it's not even a familiar friend to us. We have got to know this book so that we are able to stand in this day. And I want to keep emphasizing this, that what is it that is going to allow us, to enable us to stand? First, it is to know that the one who we've committed our lives to, both eternally and on a day-by-day basis, is able to keep us. And also, He's given us the Word of God as this guidebook to help us through this journey.